comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous planet we call Earth. Thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. You know, over the years, I have brought you a number of shows about the mysteries of Antarctica. And in fact, the very first one was way back when we first began, and I was broadcasting from Kosovo. Did a show about mysterious findings and mysterious happenings in Antarctica related to the discovery of Lake Vostok. In fact, I've done a number of shows about Lake Vostok over the years. That was just the first. And did a seminar about Lake Vostok, a special broadcast in our members' community about it. Well, Lake Vostok is not the only mystery in Antarctica. There are lots of mysteries in Antarctica. It is, as far as the general public is concerned, one of the most mysterious and least known areas of our own planet. Among those mysteries of Antarctica are included the latest thing that has our genre abuzz on the internet, and that is the reported discovery of pyramids in Antarctica or on Antarctica. I've been getting email about these pyramids. People have been urging me to do a show about these pyramids. And I had said, you know, I really wasn't sure that I was going to. I had some reservations about that. I had some reservations about the information. Well, I've decided the time is right, and so I'm going to do a show about those pyramids. If you are watching the show, you will get to see some pictures of pyramids in Antarctica. If you're not watching the show, you could be. All you have to do is become a member. I know all around the world we have people who say, man, I can listen for free. Why would I pay to be a member? Well, first of all, it's only $7.50. That's 25 cents a day. So that's not going to hurt you. Secondly, that $7.50 can mean the difference in whether we get to still be here tomorrow. I mean, it really, really can. The reason we have a members community is because this show is 100% member supported. How about it? Why not join us tonight? We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and Antarctica tonight. We'll open the phone lines a little bit later, and when we open the phone lines, please don't be a chicken. When we open the phone lines, be a human. Dial the number and give me a call, and let's talk about this. This is some pretty fantastic stuff that we're going to talk about. Antarctica. Well, Antarctica is a mystery right from Jump Street, and it's a mystery because it was so-called discovered in the late 1800s. I believe that's the right date. That may be the wrong date, but the discoverer was a Russian sailor who discovered Antarctica. However, it was all covered with ice, and yet there is this Peary Reis map from many hundreds of years ago, many, many hundreds of years before the so-called discovery, that shows the coastline of Antarctica. It shows South America, and then it shows the coastline of Antarctica as it would appear without ice. Now, how do we know that? Well, we know that because the British did a survey, and I think maybe the Americans did too. The British were the first, where they did radar mapping of what's under the ice. And so they were able to see what does the coastline actually look like under there. And in some places, of course, you have an ice shelf, so you have the ice extending many miles out past the coastline. So when they did this radar mapping of what was under the ice, they, for the first time, could see what the continent of Antarctica actually looks like. And, you know, what's its real shape. And it matches the Peary Reis map, meaning somebody discovered it and mapped it before there was ice there. And we get told that ice has been there. We get a lot of dates. 14,000 years, 40,000 years, and into the millions of years, depending on which scientist you're listening to. Right from the beginning, right, as I said, right from Jump Street, Antarctica is a mystery. Well, we have, of course, the popular notion that Antarctica is all covered with ice, and it isn't. There is a vast area of Antarctica where the conditions are warm. Now, I don't mean tropical, but I mean they're above freezing. And there's no ice. And there are miles and miles of liquid water lakes, freshwater lakes. Now, how do we know that? Well, we know that because Operation High Jump, under the command of Admiral Byrd, discovered that. Now, did somebody else discover it before? Probably. Probably whoever mapped it before it had ice knew about this area. But in Operation High Jump, they flew over this area, and it was a complete, total surprise to them. They were not expecting it. And they filmed it, and the U.S. Navy released the color films of that, and we show that piece of that here on our TV channel during the breaks. Once in a while, we show that. I think you'll see it tonight. I'm not sure, but I think so. And they're flying over this area of Antarctica where there's no ice and there's a liquid water lake. And they actually landed the plane. The plane had pontoons on it. And they landed the plane on one of the liquid water lakes. They took samples, discovered it was fresh. And the film does not say they went ashore, but it does say that the coastlines are full, are rich with minerals that are important to the world. Now, that means somebody had to go ashore and get some soil samples, doesn't it? Anyway, that was Operation High Jump. Eisenhower was the president at the time, I believe. And it was a huge, huge mission to Antarctica under the command of Admiral Byrd. So there's a mystery. It's a mystery because of a lot of other things, too. We realize, the scientists tell us, that at one time Antarctica's climate was much more tropical. It was much more like Australia's climate. And that there would have been plant life and animal life there. And in fact, they, I think, have found some remains of animal life, frozen, dinosaur-type creatures. So Antarctica is a big, big mystery, and then it's got more mysterious. It got more mysterious because as time marched from Operation High Jump toward us, a whole lot of Antarctica has been shut off to the public, most of it. And the news coming out of Antarctica is scant. Now, you've heard me say this. There is an internet radio station based in Antarctica. And it's they just play some great music. It's only music. And it's the music that the guy that runs the radio station likes. That's it. He's some sort of scientist or technician there in Antarctica. And it's one of the early streaming internet radio stations. It's been active now for many years. And that's kind of, I don't know that that's mysterious, but that's kind of cool. And, you know, he plays the kind of music he likes. And if you don't like it, don't listen. But you can go on the internet and you can do a search for Antarctic internet radio station, and you'll find it. And you ought to do that and listen to it. It's some good stuff. But Antarctica is just loaded with mysteries. You know, during World War II, the Nazis were absolutely obsessed with Antarctica. They had a vast area that they had staked out as belonging to them, and they called it New Schwabenland. And after World War II, there were a lot of theories that Hitler did not actually die, and you might say, well, that's just a bunch of kooky people that dream that up. Of course Hitler died. He committed suicide. Well, the kooky people who dreamed that up were Stalin, Eisenhower, and Churchill. They said there's not, in fact, President Eisenhower said once he was president, this is years later, there's not a shred of evidence that Hitler died in Berlin. There are stories, but not a shred of evidence. And so that's where those theories came from, that Hitler escaped. And the prevailing theory at the time, and for a lot of people now, is that the person who died was actually one of Hitler's doubles. He had several doubles, as many, many world leaders do, even today. And that Hitler himself actually did not die in that bunker, but that was his double. And you look at the photograph of the body laying there that's supposed to be Hitler and look at a picture of Hitler beside it, and you kind of go, yeah, you know, that doesn't look like Hitler. It's just got the mustache, but the rest of it doesn't look like him. And so that's where that theory came from. So as time has marched toward us, toward our day, the mysteries haven't gone away. They've increased. And, you know, anytime you lock down information, it becomes more mysterious. And information about Antarctica, what's in Antarctica, what's going on in Antarctica, what are they discovering in Antarctica, that information is pretty much locked down. There's not much getting out. And it's rare for us to get information out. You know, this magnetic anomaly that was discovered under Lake Vostok, that only accidentally got out. The details of that only accidentally got out. But those two things, you know, the thing about Hitler escaped, that theory, and this magnetic anomaly teamed up last year and early this year, because at Lake Vostok, the scientists were out of communications for a while, and we knew that they were drilling into the lake. You know, it's under 2 miles of ice, and then there's liquid water down there, a huge lake about the size of Lake Ontario. And when they went so-called missing, which they really were not missing, but they were out of communication, when that happened, the theories started getting together. The theory about Hitler not dying but escaping to a secret Nazi base in Antarctica kind of got together with this whole thing about the magnetic anomaly, and people were saying that that magnetic anomaly is the secret Nazi base. I don't think it is. But I don't see any evidence for that. But anyway, it had everybody a buzz. Well, what's a buzz now in our genre? Our genre loves to go a buzzing. So what's a buzz now on the internet in our genre? Well, what is a buzz is that they're saying, well, they have found some pyramids in Antarctica, and that researchers are traveling there to study these and so forth. And that these pyramids are very, very mysterious. Well, you know, in our genre, there are people, not a few either, a lot, who everything to them is extraterrestrial. I don't think there's anybody that would doubt that I think the evidence shows that there are intelligent extraterrestrials. I think the evidence shows that. I think we've got good evidence for that. I think there is pretty good evidence that we have officially had contact with some of these beings. I can't say that that evidence is nailed down, but it's pretty good evidence. There's a lot of evidence that they exist. The evidence that they exist is really good evidence. But here's the deal. Not everything is extraterrestrial. I think we have to have an open mind, and I think we have to say, well, if these aliens exist, then, and if they're interacting with Earth, then there will be some things that happen here and that we find here that would be of extraterrestrial origin. Sure. But not everything is. And but that's one of the things, as our genre is a buzz, that's one of the things they're buzzing about. You know, they see a pyramid, they think it's extraterrestrial. I'm not saying that extraterrestrials never built any pyramids. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure humans built some pyramids. And they were more advanced than we think they are because they were able to do things we can't. We can't build. We cannot build the Great Pyramid. I've heard people say, well, yeah, we could. Okay, do it. The easiest way to prove that humans could build the Great Pyramid, just go do it. You can't. We do not have the equipment it would take to build that. And so that's, you know, I think sometimes people say, well, since we can't do it, it must be extraterrestrial. But folks, there is another possibility. And that is that there have been, and we have evidence of it, civilizations on this planet in extreme history. I mean, you got history, then you got prehistory, and then you got extreme history for which we have no written records, but we have artifacts. And they were far, far more advanced than we give them credit for. You know something? They were not knuckle draggers. If anything, they were probably smarter than us, and in some ways more advanced than us. Look, if they can do something that we cannot do today, then they were more advanced than us. We don't have the knowledge or capability of building that Great Pyramid, and that's not the biggest one on the planet. So there have been civilizations on this planet, civilizations of our race, or perhaps a different, whole different species of beings that maybe looked somewhat like us, maybe looked just like us, but genetically not us. I don't know. But they were smart, and they were advanced, and they did things we cannot do today. So if there are pyramids in Antarctica, if it's not necessarily extraterrestrial, but it could be. One thing that is necessarily true is this break. We'll be back.
Listening to the Kevin Smith Show, also known as the world's hottest talk show host.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about Antarctica and some of the mysteries there, and particularly we're talking about what the Internet's abuzz with right now, and it's these pyramids. Now, I have already shown on our TV channel, in our members community, pictures of one of these pyramids. Now, when you look at this, there's absolutely no question that you are looking at something that is pyramid-shaped. The question is it a pyramid in terms of was it constructed, or is this a natural formation? And I said, and you've heard me say it here on this show when I talked about, you know, that I didn't know whether I would do a show on this or not. We'd have to see where the information goes. I said, you know, I frankly was a little dubious about the whether these were actually pyramids, and I still am. I wanted to see what direction the internet buzz in our genre was going to take, and it took the predictable direction. And that is, yes, they are pyramids. Yes, extraterrestrials built them. Not everybody. I mean, look, some people posted some very rational, reasonable thoughts about these things. But, you know, the overall buzz, yeah, they're pyramids. Extraterrestrials built them. The whole Antarctica is alive and working with extraterrestrials and Nazis underground, and it's connected to the Lake Vostok mystery. It makes for a great plot for a movie. It may turn out that all that's true, but I would bet the bank it will not. And I'm going to share with you why I will bet the bank that it's not going to turn out that way. Now, were there Nazi bases in Antarctica? Absolutely. Were there Nazi bases in Antarctica that are up under Antarctica? I don't know about that. Fascinating thought, though, isn't it? And maybe it's real, maybe it's not, but it is a fascinating thought, a fascinating theory. There are lots of theories about Antarctica and lots of comments made about the mysteries there that are fascinating and would make great movie plots. I'd love to see a movie where you incorporate these so-called pyramids with the theory that extraterrestrials have a base there under the ice, and maybe they do, I don't know. But, you know, put that in the movie, and they're in league with these Nazis who built a base up under Antarctica, and they got there with their U-boats, and Hitler went up in there at the end of the war. He escaped from Germany, and that's where he went. Man, what a great movie. You could turn this into a great thriller. And it would really, really be a blockbuster plot. But is it real? You know, I've got serious doubts about that, and I think any rational person would. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying you're irrational if you don't buy my ideas here. I'm just saying it seems to me that my thoughts on this would be right in line with where most rational people would be. And that is, first of all, let's just admit that the shape of this thing is, it's shaped like a pyramid. That's, for those watching, we'll zoom in on it. It's shaped like a pyramid. So why don't I think it is a pyramid? Well, I don't think it's a pyramid for a lot of reasons. The very first reason is this particular picture that we're looking at is not a new discovery. This particular picture has been in a music video on YouTube for at least a year, maybe two, maybe three. It's been around a while. I've seen it. I've watched the music video a number of times. If you go to YouTube and you do a search for Antarctic pyramids, among the results that you're going to get back from that search, you will find that music video and you'll see this picture. It's been around for a while, so this is not new. And you know, the whole thing on the internet in our genre, the whole buzz is that, you know, these are some new discoveries and the research teams are rushing there to check it out. And look, it's not a new discovery. If it was a new discovery, how was it in that music video from... I saw it last year. So how is it that somehow they had a picture of it in the music video and it's a new discovery? that's one reason. Another reason is, although the overall shape looks like a pyramid, especially on the angle nearest us, look at the angle going from the peak to the left. It goes out there and doesn't set on the ground at a specific point, but sort of sags down and angles way out. Now, you can tell, if that's a pyramid, you can tell that that angle of the pyramid goes further out than the other angle to the right, just the next angle to the right coming toward you. The one that's coming toward you, the nearest one to you, does look like a pyramid. But that other angle, the farthest one to the left, going from the peak right down to the left, swoops down and goes too far out. And then look at the face of this pyramid over on the right side. Over on the right side, does that not look like the kind of erosion and the kind of shapes that you would expect from a natural rock formation on a mountain? It does to me. And then let me ask you, do you see any steps? Do you see any levels in this thing? I don't. Now, right out on the left of this taller so-called pyramid, there's another little one sticking up. This is on top of a ridge. Now, if we go back and take a look, we can see what this is. There is this, I said ridge, I guess I should say a pass through the mountain there. And this is right in line with that pass through the mountain. And looks to me like, if you look at the middle picture, you can see outcroppings of rock with a pass through it and the pyramid beyond it. On the picture on the right, you can see an outcropping of rock on the right, and you would be able to on the left, except the middle picture covers it up. I think we're watching the outcroppings of rocks sloping down to that plain, because we can see out there it's a long way level. And I think what you're looking at is the end of that. This pyramid is at the end of that ridge. Now, I'm talking about that ridge of rock on the right. You see that outcropping of rock on the right, that ridge headed down? And I think this pyramid, and the big one and the little one, I think it's part of that natural formation of rock. Now, if we could melt all that ice, this might be the top of a mountain that's a couple of miles high. That's the point. This might be the top of a mountain that's a couple of miles high. It's not the only pyramid formation that they're talking about. There's another one that I've seen pictures of. And this one from a distance, this picture is taken out at sea and facing in toward Antarctica. And we see the big ice shelf there, and just a little bit inland from the ice shelf's edge is this pyramid structure. But is it a pyramid? Now, this one, I would say, looks more like a pyramid than the first one. The first one, to me, looks like a normal, albeit it's a curious outcrop of rock, but you have to understand there's about 2 miles of ice here. So what's under that 2 miles of ice? That pyramid is setting on something, And I submit to you, it is not actually sitting on something. It is the top of something. It is the peak of a mountain, as is this little smaller pyramid on the left. It's sticking up there. It's above the 2 miles of ice. But I think that's a natural formation. But this one that is sitting on this ice shelf looks way bunch more like a pyramid than the first one. And yet this one, the problems that I see with it, the reason it looks more like is because the angles on each side seem to be pretty much, there's no way to actually measure this with this picture, but it seems to be, they seem to be pretty much in line with each other. If you start at the peak and head to the ground down any one of the corners of the pyramid, the distance to the ground and the distance out from the peak seems to be pretty much equal, fairly equal, on all of the three angles that we can see. But here's the problem. The problem is we don't know what's under that ice. Is that actually an ice shelf, or is there ground under that ice? Now, looking at it from where we are, we're out at sea and we're looking in toward Antarctica. We see some ice cliffs that are very high, and I'm betting that's an ice shelf. And I'll tell you something, there's not going to be a pyramid sitting on the ice shelf, because if not a constructed pyramid. Now, this thing that we're looking at that looks like a pyramid, it has the shape of a pyramid. I can't imagine any type of situation where the weather would build that. I really can't. I don't have an explanation for that. By the same token, I cannot imagine anyone ever building a pyramid on the ice shelf. You would need rocks, wouldn't you? You'd need stone. And you got 2 miles of ice under you. And all around you it's that. I don't buy it. We'll be back right after this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about Antarctica, and specifically we are talking about pyramids in Antarctica. I think it's curious. I think it's kind of exciting that these pictures are coming out. As I say, the first picture has been out. It's been in that music video for a long time. That's not new. But some of the other pictures of pyramid-like formations, those are pretty interesting. This one that we were talking about as we went to break on the ice right next to the water, just look at the location and understand how much ice is there. Okay, so we're not seeing a mile of ice, but that ice extends way down. And, you're not looking at the edge of the land here. You're looking at ice that goes way, way down there. Right here, it's probably not 2 miles. But right here, it probably is at least a half a mile? Don't know that for sure. So if this is a pyramid, then it's only the top of a pyramid that's a half a mile tall, and the rest of it covered by ice. I don't buy that. That's not feasible. It's not reasonable. Look, a half a mile tall pyramid on Earth? That makes no sense. But we'll have to see how that all turns out. I don't think these are pyramids. These are natural formations that have a pyramid shape. And I've seen natural formations that have a pyramid shape. When I was in Kosovo, and I would drive from Pristina, Kosovo, down to Skopje, Macedonia, and go through the mountains, there is a place that where you pass where you would swear you're looking at a pyramid, except you can see it's one gigantic slab of rock. And it looks just like a pyramid. On at least two sides, it looks like a pyramid. But it's sticking out from the mountain. And I mean, it's part of the mountain. It looks like a pyramid. If you took a picture standing at a certain spot, you would swear you were looking at a pyramid, except it's one slab, huge slab of rock in that shape. Nature did it. And you can see that. If you're standing there looking at it, you can see that. Now, I want to be cautious. I want to be careful and not do what the world of academia and the world of professional archaeology did with the Bosnian pyramids. Without going there, without exploring, without investigating it, some of the experts in the world of archaeology proclaimed that the Bosnian pyramids are not pyramids. They're just natural formations. And my stance on that is, if they are, then they are. So what? Okay. No big deal if that's what they are. But how do you know that if you don't go there and investigate? So I don't want to make that mistake. And I'm not declaring that these are not pyramids. I am saying, based on what I see and based on what we know about, which is precious little, about Antarctica and how much ice is there, I don't think these are pyramids. Because if you melt that ice, the base of whatever we're looking at is, especially with this first one, the base of what we're looking at is like 2 miles below this. This is just the top, I'm certain, of a mountain ridge. And this mountain ridge is sloping down. And eventually, if we could melt all of the ice, we would see this is a ridge, I think, and that it's sloping down toward the right of this picture to the ground. And it's about 2 miles down there. So I don't think these are pyramids. I'm not going to just declare that these are not pyramids. I'm not going to say that those theories are just bogus. At least people are thinking. I'm just saying let's do a little bit more thinking. And it is my position that if you do a little more thinking about what's there, then it's not possible that those are pyramids. And I think especially the one that looks most like a pyramid is least likely to be a pyramid because of where it's located and because of the fact that it's setting right out here on the surface of the ice. I think that's an ice shelf, and nobody would even be able to build a pyramid on the ice shelf. Where are you going to get the stones? would the ice shelf support the weight of that, or would it cause the ice shelf to crack and break? Where are you going to get the stone? It's all covered with ice. So, don't want to burst your bubble if you thought it was a pyramid, but I don't, and you can. You can think it's a pyramid. It's okay. I just don't think it is. It doesn't seem to me to fit with rationality that in this case, that those are pyramids. There are some other strange anomalies, though, and some really strange things about Antarctica that I want to show you, and then I, in the next hour, will open the telephone, and I want you to call in. If you think those are pyramids, you think they're not pyramids, you want to talk about Vostok, whatever you want to do with Antarctica, let's talk about it, because there is, verifiably, a lot of strange things. There are, verifiably, a lot of strange things in Antarctica. Now, one of the things that's verifiably strange is a gigantic hole. One of the theories about this gigantic hole is it is an entrance into the inner Earth. I don't know. But this hole in Antarctica is 30 meters wide in one direction and 90 meters wide in the other, so 90 feet by 270 feet. It's big. It's a big hole. And there are people who have a theory about that, lots of people with different theories. One of the theories is that is an entrance into the inner Earth. And you know about the inner Earth theory, right? That inside the Earth, there are great open cavities deep inside the Earth, and that there is civilization living inside there. Well, maybe. I haven't been in there. Some of you have seen an old movie. You remember when we were all kids? Some of you are youngsters and you've never seen this, but when old people like me were kids, there was this movie called Journey to the Center of the Earth. Remember that? And that was based on that inner Earth theory. Well, some people think that hole in Antarctica is an entrance into the inner Earth. And others, another theory that's out there, they say, well, that's one of the entrances into the secret Nazi bases. So I don't know what that hole is, but those are a couple of the theories. Now I'm going to show you, some of you say, well, there's absolutely no evidence that Nazis were ever there. They may have staked it out, but yeah, Nazis were active in Antarctica, and those who are watching are now watching a picture of three people who are, I don't know what their positions are, what their titles are, but they are holding a Nazi flag, and they are in Antarctica, and this is a very old picture. Look at the size of that guy on the right. The guy on the right must be 7 feet tall. I mean, he looks huge. But anyway, yeah, Nazis were there. Are they still? Well, we don't know about that. But we do know we'll be back right after this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Sorry for the echo. But welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And for those of you who are joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. And my sincere sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour. But we're glad you're here now. For those who are watching on the TV channel, we just lost signal and just got it back. So sorry about that. Don't know what happened. It just happened. Maybe it's because I was talking about that hole in Antarctica and showed you a picture of it. I don't know. But let's just find out. I'll show it to you again. I don't know what that thing is. I mean, I know it's a big hole in Antarctica, but I don't know if it's something that leads to anything important. I don't know if it's an entrance or an exit. I don't know if there's an inner Earth. I don't know if there's a Nazi base under there, but that's a very interesting big hole in Antarctica. All right, I also mentioned that there were Germans in the Nazi era that actually did live and work in Antarctica, and I showed you a picture of some. But I want to show you a couple of other things, and then we'll open the telephone lines and ask you to jump into the fray here, and let's talk about this. First of all, I told you that Antarctica is not all ice. You know, that's what we think, because that's predominantly what's there, is ice. You might think that they get a lot of snow in the wintertime. They don't. Antarctica is one of the driest places on the planet in terms of precipitation. In terms of precipitation, it's a desert. It doesn't get much precipitation at all, but it gets some howling winds in the wintertime, well, at other times too, that whip up the ice crystals that are laying out there all over the ground, and so you have all this blowing ice that maybe looks like snow and ice, but that's from the ground. That's not falling out of the sky. It's from the ground. One of the mysteries then is, so where did all of that come from? Where did the 2 miles of ice come from? That's a mystery, isn't it? That's a huge mystery. It's one of the driest places on the planet in terms of the amount of precipitation that it receives annually. And based on the amount of precipitation that it receives, it would be one of the driest deserts. Of course, it's got 2 miles of ice, and that's water. So it's not a desert in the sense that it has no water. It's got loads of water. And under that ice, under that 2 miles of ice, there are a number of liquid water lakes. One of them is Lake Vostok, of course, but there's about, they've discovered about 50 liquid water lakes under that ice. But I told you that whenever the Operation High Jump was on, they were totally surprised as they were flying, and they were actually flying, I think, up in the sort of the northeast of Antarctica, and it's very difficult to figure out what is northeast, because when you stand at the South Pole, every direction is north. But up towards the New Schwabenland area, and they came across what an area that's come to be called Bunger Hills, and there's no ice, and there's a whole bunch of lakes. There's ice everywhere else, but there's a bunch of lakes, and some of these lakes are miles long, and they landed on one of these lakes. They took water samples, found out it was clean, fresh water, and although, and I mentioned this, although the film that they took, and this film was released by the Department of the Navy, and it's a fascinating film. I've shown it here on our channel. They say that those hills around there and all the shoreline are just rich with mineral deposits that are important to life here on Earth. The only way they could know that is if they went ashore and took soil samples. So even though they don't say they went ashore, even though they don't say they took soil samples, that's the only way they could know that. Well, I want to show on our channel, and I'll describe it for those who are listening. Remember, if you join, you can watch. You'll be helping to support the show because we are 100% listener supported. You'll be helping to support the show, but you'll also be getting lots of cool benefits, and one of them is getting to see all this stuff. But the picture that our TV audience is looking at is a shoreline of Antarctica at a time when there's no ice. But what there is a whole lot of greenery growing. It's not just covered in grass, but there are grasses, and there's a lot of greenery growing on this hillside. And we see penguins all on this hillside. Now, when wintertime comes, I would imagine all of this becomes very inhospitable for human existence. But this is a time of the year when it's warm enough for grass to grow. And it's warm enough, you know, that there's no ice here. Now, off in the distance, we can see little patches of what might be remnants of some ice. So it's probably still a little bit chilly here, but it's warm enough for grasses to grow and to be green. This is Antarctica. So it doesn't fit with, you know, our popular conception of Antarctica. Our popular conception of Antarctica is that it's all ice, but it's not. Not at all. One more thing, and then I'm going to open up the telephone lines. And what I'm about to show you and what I'm about to describe is something that nobody really knows what it is. It is animal life, and nobody really knows what it is. But this picture is one among many taken in the waters off of Antarctica. And if you can imagine a creature that its head looks something like the pictures you see of an alien gray, not exactly, but I mean kind of. It's got black eyes, and they are not almond-shaped. They're round. And it's got a body something like a seal, but not exactly. It's got arms that end in flippers. It's got flippers at the back, and the flippers at the back, there's not two, there's three. And it's white. It is a strange, strange looking creature. I don't know what it is, but it lives in the waters off of Antarctica. And if you go looking for weird animal life in the Antarctic waters, you on the internet, you will find loads and loads of pictures where there is, I mean, you'll be looking at something and going, what is that? I mean, it's stuff we haven't seen before out here amongst the unwashed masses. All right, so the telephone line is open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. If you would like to join the conversation, grab up some courage and dial that number, 623-444-5889. I think that Antarctica is kind of like Mars on Earth in this respect. It's an area where we get a little bit of information. It's an area from which we get a few pictures. But we don't get a lot of news, and we don't get a lot of pictures. We don't get much reporting out of Antarctica. And the really big stuff kind of has to leak to us. Now, let me give you an example. At Lake Vostok, when those scientists who were drilling through the 2 miles of ice to get down into the liquid Lake Vostok, when they were drilling and they went incommunicado and nobody was in touch with them, they were 40 feet from punching through. They were so close, 40 feet from punching through into that lake. And then no radio contact. So one of the scientists who works down there, Dr. John Prescu, made a statement. It was reported on Fox News, or reported by Fox News, and he was talking about, not that they were missing, he was talking about and focused on that these scientists were within 40 feet of punching through, that it's very, very exciting. He's talking about Lake Vostok and what kind of a environment would we find in that lake, what kind of life, if anything, would we find in that lake. And he was very excited about that. And they asked him a question about the scientists, and he didn't say they were missing. He said, well, we don't know. We haven't been in touch with them in 4 days, I think he said, 5 days. Nobody's been in touch with them. And so it went all over the world that these scientists had gone missing. Now, the way I know about what transpired and how it all happened is I called Dr. John Prescu. He was a very nice guy. He talked with me. He knew I told him what the show was about, and I didn't hide from him the genre of this show. He was willing to talk with me, and very informative. And he gave me details about that interview, and that he never said that they were missing. He said they were incommunicado. I said, and I asked him, well, what do you think that means? And he said that he thought it meant simply that they were just so busy that they really didn't have time to be chatting on the radios. And he said, you know, they were only 40 feet from punching through, from drilling through, and the closer you get, the busier it gets. And he said, I think they're okay. And he said, in fact, at the time when I talked to him, he said, I've been in touch with their control in Russia. These are Russian scientists. I've been in touch with their control in Russia. They have been in touch with them now. Everything's okay. And so I know about that. But it went out all over the world that these guys were missing. Now, we've got a lot of mysteries in Antarctica. We have mysteries like these pyramids, and maybe they are pyramids. Maybe I'm wrong. I might be wrong about this. But on the other hand, all I can do is give you my observations. I don't think these are actual constructions. I think they are pyramid-shaped, but I think it was done by nature in ways that I can't imagine. But it's a mystery, and you know, we also have a theory out there, because there's a book written by, I think the name is Flemath, that Atlantis actually existed, but Antarctica is where it is. And this book raised a lot of eyebrows. This book caused a lot of conversation. It came out a number of years ago. And so a lot of people have been debating that theory for a while now. Is Atlantis in Antarctica? Okay. The telephone lines are open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. There are so many mysteries, and we only get a little trace of information. In that way, it's very much like Mars. In that way, I mean, it doesn't look like Mars, and the conditions are not the same as Mars, although we get told sometimes that they are. We get told often that, well, you know, NASA's doing this or doing that in Antarctica because that's the conditions there are very much like what they would face on Mars. Well, I guess if you went to the North Pole of Mars or the South Pole, the conditions might be pretty much like that. But the rest of Mars, certainly, the conditions are not like that. And that's a bit of a mystery as well. So what do you think? Inner Earth, Lake Vostok, pyramids, this big hole, this strange creature that I've shown and I've described for you. What do you think about it? Telephone number is 623-444-5889. And we will wait to hear from you. To the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I will make this comment first. All the feeds I'm able to get on my computer are choppy, so that may be why you're not getting very many calls tonight.
That's okay. I can play music. It's not a problem. I've got tons of music. I've got probably 50 hours of music I can play. Not a problem.
I believe you. But I'm going to agree with you that it could very easily be, in fact it probably is, a natural formation.
You're talking about the pyramids?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know the technology existed somewhere to build the ones in Egypt and Bosnia, So yeah. Who knows? They could have built a 2-mile-tall pyramid.
They didn't build a 2-mile-tall pyramid anywhere else.
That's true. But
yeah, I don't buy that these are pyramids at all. Now, if there are pyramids, they're under 2 miles of ice.
Yeah, but like I said, if the peak of it is sticking up out of the ice, it could be. Now, this is just pure speculation. It could have something to do with the magnetic pole to magnify it.
It might. I don't know.
This, like I said, it's just pure speculation, blown wind, so I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yeah. Well, I would not rule out the idea that Antarctica was at one time inhabited. The reason that I don't rule that out is because somebody charted it on a map when it had no ice. And that was a long time ago. So it maybe was inhabited. If it was inhabited, that civilization may have been as advanced as what you had in South America, as what you had in Egypt, what you had in Sumeria, where they were building great monumental structures. However, it was at a time when there was no ice. And so that means whatever it is that they built is down there under the ice.
That's right. It's preserved,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Yeah. So that's, you know, these pictures, I think it's great. It gives us something to raise an eyebrow and say, and cause us to think about the possibility that there may be pyramids there. There may be. However, they would be down under the ice.
Yeah, a long ways under the ice.
And that also means this. That means that if they are down there and if there are cities down there, then when the British, and I think the Americans have done it too now, when they mapped what's under the ice, they saw those things. But they're not telling us.
That may be why we get so very little information out of Antarctica.
Well, it might be. I don't know. There is, if you go on the internet, Brent, looking for Antarctic anomalies and things like that, there's a picture of Antarctica as it would look without its ice. And how do they know that? Well, it's because of these mapping missions that I talked about. And it's very mountainous. It's got several basins that are below sea level. But back when this ice was not there, I don't think that it was below sea level. Sea level has risen 300 to 400 feet since the last ice age.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be below sea level. Can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hang on. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. See if you can find your telephone. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
And welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show. On the telephone with me is Brent from Wyoming. And we're talking about this pyramid, pyramid-like structure in Antarctica. And Brent, what I was saying was that you can go online and see Antarctica without its ice cover. And there are these big basins that are marked as below sea level. And it would not have been below sea level in the ancient past. But what I bet you is that those were big lakes, like the Great Lakes. And I bet...
Salt Lake.
Yeah, and I bet... Well, I bet they're freshwater because the lakes that they have found on Antarctica, even the ones that are not under the ice, the ones that are right out on the surface that Project Operation High Jump found, are freshwater. But I bet if you look around those lakes, you'll find signs of civilization.
I would probably guess you. I think you probably would. You're right.
Yeah. So, and it would not surprise me that this was a highly advanced civilization capable of doing the things that other ancient civilizations did. It's just speculation on my part. I can't imagine why this landmass was...
I can't either.
Yeah, this landmass is there, and someone mapped it when it didn't have ice. Now, that's a very, very, very long time ago. So if they were there and they mapped it, I bet you there was civilization on Antarctica, and I can't imagine why it would not be as advanced as everywhere else on the planet at that time.
I can't either. But here's a question for you.
Okay.
How big is the landmass of Antarctica?
Quite a bit smaller than what we see on our current maps.
On the GPS, yeah.
Yeah, like the map I've got on the screen right now. Antarctica coastline comes in from the edge of that ice coastline quite a bit. It's quite a bit smaller. And in fact, over on the western side there, or as we look at the picture, the left side of that picture, under that ice, that's islands.
Hmm. So it's... I'll use the analogy of Alaska. It's kind of got its own Aleutian Islands type thing.
Yeah, and you can kind of see that if you're looking at that picture. On the left side, you see a string of little islands going off up towards the upper left. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, under that ice that we see on this map, under that ice on the left side is mostly islands.
Okay. I'll have to take your word for it because my video was like a half hour behind.
Well, you know, Brent, I had something very unusual happen here. First of all, you're telling me that our video feed is choppy tonight. We're not doing anything different. Just as we went to, we got right up to the break at, you know, between the 2 hours, my screen flashed and my broadcast software shut down. So, maybe because I put on the website we were going to be talking about Antarctic pyramids, maybe somebody has taken an interest in us tonight and is assisting us with that video feed so that people can't see everything I'm putting up here. But they're morons if they did it because, they should have known I was going to take a very rational approach to this.
Watch Lee's show.
Do what?
Said some of us had watched the latest show, so we can watch it.
That's right. You will get to see it. Now it will. I'll tell you this, members. It's going to take all night and into the morning because I now have to go through three extra processes to put the two pieces of the video together before we flashed and went off the air, and then after. So I got to put those together. And then I have to render that. It's going to be mid-morning before it's up on the latest show. There's just nothing I can do about that. But it's going to be there, and you're going to get to see it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call, Brent.
Yep.
Did some of the rest of you find your telephones? 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889 is the telephone number. And I would love to hear from you. There's not anything on this planet more mysterious than Antarctica. And I cannot believe that you would not have some curiosity and questions and comments about what we're talking about here tonight. Antarctica, well, at one time, it had life on it. And I don't mean imported scientists. That's what it's got there now. At one time, it had life. Plants, animals, possibly human life. And there very likely are remains of human endeavors under all that ice. We're talking about these pyramids. I don't think they are pyramids. Maybe you think they are, but I would like to hear from you about that. And nobody has mentioned yet what they think this creature is. Nobody's commented on this creature. In fact, only Brent has called tonight. But hey, listen, not a problem. Believe me, that is not a problem. Because if you don't want to call, I like music. right, we've got a caller online. Caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Martin from San Diego.
Okay, and you're calling from where?
San Diego.
San Diego, and your first name?
Martin.
Martin. Okay, Martin, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to share, like, when you're losing your connection on the internet, there was, like, I don't know, helicopters, like...
There was what? There was helicopters?
Huh?
What did you say when we were losing that connection to the internet? There was what?
Like a helicopter roaming around.
Uh-huh.
On top of our area.
Well, I don't know if somebody is purposely interfering with us tonight or not.
I don't know.
But it does happen. And, you know, when it happens, we just live through it and... we're back, you know, for the next show. But were you able to see or hear the description of these pyramids in Antarctica?
Well, I was just searching on it on YouTube, and I was on it.
Yeah.
And I also have had a dream way back that I went to Antarctica. I don't know. It's a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, like, I went inside and I saw something like, you know, creator or whatever.
All right. You want to hang on through this break, Martin? Yeah, hang on. I'll be back to you in just a moment after this break. We'll be back, folks. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on Final Approach, and I think our caller that was on hold has left us, but let me check. Yeah, that means he left. Martin was saying that he had a dream where he was in Antarctica, and I was hoping to hear about that dream, but the break took over. Antarctica is absolutely... a mysterious place. There are lots and lots of real, genuine mysteries in Antarctica. I don't think that these pyramids, these pictures that we've been seeing on the internet of pyramid structures, I don't think those are actually mysterious, other than how did nature do that? My opinion is that that's nature. But I could be wrong. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi. The reason I called, and I know you're aware of this, is you're really getting interfered with this evening. I had to go on to the Indy connection, and even that was broken up and going through loops. And it made it that I could not comment on the pyramids or the creature that you're telling.
You know, I guess that tells us something, doesn't it?
Definitely. And you know what? It's like you said, it's like putting a yellow highlighter or a spotlight on it. And just let me say this, that since I'm a member, I will be able to catch the show when you do get it on. Yeah, I understand it's going to take longer now.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is some reason for other people to become members because they won't miss this show.
Yeah, and there's some astounding pictures that I've shared on our TV channel. I don't know why anything would be choppy this evening. Everything here is exactly like it was last night and the night before and the night before. But like I say, As we were getting ready to go to break, right between, you know, that break that happens between the 2 hours, the screen flashed and just kind of blinked a little. And then the broadcast software shut down. And
well, this happened, you know, on my end, it happened well before that.
Yeah, well, the how far did you get into the show before it started being choppy?
You know what? I missed the first one half hour. I got in late. I couldn't help it.
Uh-huh.
Then it was after the first half hour, I was in, and I could not get in. I mean, I could get in, but it would go through a loop, and whatever you were saying was just being repeated. And then and that was through the Indie link. And through the website, it just wasn't coming through at all.
Well, I would say that we are being rather massively attacked then.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's no doubt about that. So it's kind of like a highlighter for people to catch it on the archives, the K-Pod.
Yeah, and as the latest show as well.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. For those that are not members, let me make it clear. What happens after every live show is we take the video that we've captured of the live show, which we broadcast. We streamed that so people saw it live. But we take that and process it into video that we can upload then to the website. And our members, if they missed that show or parts of it, can watch it for the next 24 hours. We take the audio and we process that into a podcast. We call it the K-Pods, and we put it in our archives, and it's there forever. So they can watch it for the next 24 hours. They can listen to it from now on. And that is one of the benefits of being a member.
That's a very apt description of the process that you do too. And I just wanted to leave with saying that last night's show with James Horak, he's always an interesting person.
Yeah, he is. Controversial every time, but interesting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Does he ever share anything offline with you, you know, off air with you, that he mentioned that there's some stuff he can't talk about because he doesn't have evidence or something like that?
There is some stuff he can't talk about because he can't tell you the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And he has talked with me offline, and when I visited with him, he has shown me some of the evidence. Of some things, you know. And but some of the evidence for what he's saying, he can't publicize because it would put people in a very bad position. And so I know it's frustrating for listeners, because you know, if I were just listening to that, I would say right, okay, typical, can't share the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have that reaction, and I know that he's, as far as I know, he has never lied to me.
Mm-hmm. He'd be an interesting person to have a drink with.
Maybe. I don't know if I'd want to go into a bar with James Horak, because he would own the bar in just a little bit.
Hey, Kevin, thanks. I'm sorry about what happened on the show, but like I said, it's a big spotlight on your show.
All right. I appreciate it. And be sure you catch it in the latest show. Thanks for the call. I have no explanation for what's going on other than perhaps we are, in fact, being rather massively messed with. Ross in Scotland has sent a flash message that says, has E.T. No, that's from last night. This is Jeff in Tasmania. He says, for your info, Kevin, I've not been able to see any of the video you put out, and have had only audio in broken patches. about 30 seconds on and 30 seconds off. Yeah, okay, well, that pretty well confirms it, because that's from over on the other side of the planet, not real far from Antarctica. And Jeff is confirming the reports that we're getting in. Why? Maybe I'm wrong about these pyramids. Maybe that's the deal. Maybe I'm wrong. They thought I was going to expose all kinds of stuff about pyramids in Antarctica and decided you weren't going to hear it. Maybe that's the deal. So maybe I'm dead wrong in my assessment that these are not artificial. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. You got about 20 seconds. Your first name and where are you coming from?
Hey, Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hi, Steve.
I've tried to call in several times tonight and got the busy message each time.
Wow.
Having said that, let me say that possible pyramid, whatever that is, it's by virtue of the fact that it's there on the Antarctic surface, it has undergone erosion like we wouldn't believe. That has, I'm sure, altered the shape of it and the morphology. And
Steve, I wish we had more time, man, but we are out. The end of the show is on us. Thank you for calling. I see where you're headed with that, and I agree it's a possibility. And folks, I would have to say this. I would have to say that because of all of the interference with the show tonight, perhaps the deal is I'm wrong. Maybe those are real pyramids, and they thought I was going to expose it. Well, now we'll check into it. You guys did a good job. Thanks. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.